my air conditioner's on. That's what the noise is. That, and it's the cheer of 1 million Pens fans celebrating their back-to-back victories. Woo!
I was just going to bring that up during the show.
Hey, I know you were, but I wanted to get a jump on it. Hang on. Hi, everybody, and welcome to our weekly PW3 PSA. We would once again like to remind everybody that there are hungry people in every community, but perhaps you think, my parents ruined everything, and my generation is doomed. There's no point now. Think of the children. So if you don't want to give to your local food bank, consider NoKidHungry.org. They are ending childhood hunger in America, one child at a time. So check them out at NoKidHungry.org.
Say it, Frenchie.
Say chowda. Say childhood.
And now for the big PSA. Lord Stanley rules again in the City of Champions. Yeah, back-to-back wins for the Pens, 2 years in a row. Give it up for Sidney Crosby and the boys.
Not 100% that counts as a PSA, but congratulations.
it should tell you that if you're not a fan of Pittsburgh, you suck. That's that's your PSA. Get on board with the black and gold.
What if you're not a fan of anyone?
What's that?
If you're not a fan of anyone, do you still suck?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Just pretend. Get yourself some black and gold and wear it around, and then you won't get mocked by the cool kids.
No. Thanks, though.
And welcome to the 94th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. Yes, man, Ian, you've ruined everything. With
Sorry.
Me, as always, KS72, Sneaky Bean 15. It's Ray, it's Ian. It's the Puzzle Warriors. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, it's contagious. Are you ba obkaba?
Obatabi faba abba. Oh, wait, he's not funny anymore. I forgot, he's on trial too.
That's
true.
He's distinctly not funny anymore.
Man. There's another
I would make an argument
fallen.
That his old stuff is still funny, but...
Man, his old albums were amazing, but...
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays...
Less so. I feel his...
It's kind of tarnished that legacy.
Really? Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because, again...
And Phil Albert and the Junkyard Gang was good stuff.
Yeah, I know, but, again, you've got to consider that why it's tarnished was probably going on then.
I know,
so
but...
So, when he's there going, Dad is great, he gives us chocolate cake... And roofies.
Eggs. Eggs are in chocolate cake. What you gonna do? All right, so this is the week of June 14th through the 21st of 2017. Hey, kids, next week it'll be summer. That'll be exciting.
I think it's already summer.
No, it's
Once
still spring.
Once it hits 90 degrees, it is summer.
Well, it's still spring, but yeah, it was real warm. I think I burned myself today in the sun, so.
Oh.
I think that officially kicks off summer for
Pennsylvania. Yeah, what were you doing outdoors?
Why were you outside?
Because we got home at 4 or something, so I just went and jumped in the pool and hung out back there for a while.
Okay. Wise choice.
Yeah.
That sounds logical.
Yeah.
This week's events for your Deadpool dailies. Today is a red Deadpool, Thursday green Gamora, Friday green Widow, Saturday black Loki, Sunday purple Dream Warrior, Monday yellow Squirrel Girl, Tuesday's black Doctor Doom, and Wednesday is a purple Mystique.
Doom!
All right. That comic keeps getting better, Ian. It just keeps getting better.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, man. In the 5-day four-star crash! Double Titans. That was... What was last? Spider-Gwen.
It's currently happening.
Was on the 12th. Yeah.
Yep.
I managed to win that one, I think, on the second try. How'd you guys do?
I managed to get it on the first try. There was a ton of red on the board. And two cherry bombs did the trick.
Yeah, that'll help out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I only have attempted it once, and that was just kind of to test the waters to see if I should soldier on. And it tells me that if I can either get red faster through some boosts or manage his invisibility a little better, I should be able to beat him.
That's good.
So I'll let you know next week.
His invisibility was a little annoying, like way more than I expected it to be.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's got to deny that purple.
Yeah. Didn't realize that at first.
Coming up next is Kate Bishop. And Ian, as a public service just for you.
Yes.
UNC Samurai pre-looked ahead at your roster, so we would know where your Kate Bishop is. So you
that
have
guy's the best.
You have a 1-4-1 Kate Bishop.
Yes. Yep. I got a lot of looking for trouble, not a lot else.
Which I thought was funny that he posted ahead of time in Discord. He's like, here, they're going to need this later.
He's not wrong.
So she fights Old Man Logan.
Yes.
Is that information correct?
That shit's who she fought last time.
Okay.
Because one of her abilities is supposed to prevent his abilities from doing stuff? Maybe prevent healing?
She prevents healing, right?
Yeah, she does. But if he doesn't have anybody with him, he doesn't heal anymore, does he?
That is correct.
So,
wow.
Trying to find my...
Woohoo! Glad I can stop that healing that isn't happening anyway.
So just shoot him in the head with arrows until he goes away.
Man, I can't find her in my roster. Totally.
I have her at 3-2-4 and never use her, so I'm going to have to go back and listen to some podcast and find out what she does. Because I really have no idea.
Hopefully it's not this podcast. You will be misled something fierce. Actually, if you listen to the podcast after the episode where we feature Kate Bishop, the listeners will tell you what to do. Because they love Puzzle Quest.
True story. Man, I can't even find her in my roster, so I'm just assuming she doesn't exist.
So you're missing two characters? Is that what I...
No, I only have one in gray if I go to all. I just can't find her. Oh, there she is. I have her 3-2-2, but level 90.
That doesn't sound very, very hopeful.
No, you need some ISO.
Yeah, the problem is you need ISO for everything else.
Right.
Uh-oh, the live folks are telling us that they made a mistake and have since said on the forums that Gwenpool's supposed to be next.
Oh, no. Now what's UNC Samurai going to do?
Quick, what's on Ian's roster?
I'm just kidding. I have her at 100. I only have her very reluctantly. I have one level of exploits, and I regret it every day.
Oh, right. You were looking to sell her off at some point when you got somebody else.
Yep, but unfortunately, I managed to earn enough hero points to keep her and Medusa.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I'll pull that off no problem. Gwenpool, I have champion now, so...
Yeah, I do too. I got her at level 272.
Wow.
Because I just can't stop getting her.
She just... I don't mind. She does so much damage.
The green does. Yeah, green does some... has a big pop.
Yeah.
All right, so... God knows what's next. I guess we'll find out in a couple days. What do we know? What's next? Storyland, ISO 8 is still wrapping up. Coming up next will be Thick as Thieves. 4,500 and 17,000 gets you a Luke Cage. 32.5 gets you Hyde. 74,000 for the CP. And top 100 folks are getting brand new Sandman covers. Hey, kids, there's a new Sandman. We'll talk about him in a minute.
That's not Kang the Conqueror.
Over in the reality season, Cover Squirrel is running now. You know, maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's Cover Squirrel. 800 for Yellow Squirrel Girl. 900 for Green Daisy. 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 folks get a Ralk. And 6-50 is Wanda. So
maybe next time around, you can accuse her of being easy breezy beautiful.
Maybe I will.
Okay, that'll make a little more sense than using the Maybelline tagline for.
Yeah,
couples.
I was so confused, but
it depends on who's playing her on the TV show. If she's easy breezy beautiful, well, maybe the actress they pick won't be easy breezy or beautiful. I don't know.
That's not the point. If it's a cover girl pun. And you go, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybe's squirrel.
Maybe it's Maybe's squirrel.
Yeah.
Secret squirrel?
Yeah. Let's talk about new stuff.
Let's talk about new stuff.
Nope. Mr. Sandman. Bring me a dream.
Boom, 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 boom.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Boom, 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 boom.
I think that's got to be 30 seconds, right? We got to quit now, right? Or exit light, enter night, take my hand, we're off to Never Never Land. So.
There you go.
Yeah. What's his name? Flint Marko. One of the original Sinister Six. Sandman himself is now joining the game. Isn't everyone named Marko?
Polo.
Yeah.
No, not everyone is named Marko. He's quite possibly the very first one in the game.
Yeah, but isn't Juggernaut's last name Marko? Isn't he Kane Marko?
I don't have any idea, actually.
That's plausible.
Oh, I gotta look it up. Yeah, Kane Marko.
Oh, there you go. That's practically everybody. 2 out of 130 yeah, characters.
Everyone. Maybe he's bored with it.
Maybe it's Marcoline?
Exactly. All right. So, let me pull him up here. He is a green, purple, yellow character. His first power is called Sandstorm, or Sandblast. I'm sorry. Sandblast is the green power. Does damage to the enemy team and stuns the target for one turn, a la two-star Storm. Level 5 that, you know, just...
Except with increased damage and diminished stun?
Yeah, up at level 5, up at level 4... No, no. Oh, starting at level 3, the stun becomes 2 turns.
Okay.
And then the damage just increases, damage just increases, damage just increases.
Right, what's the damage looking like?
Well, numbers? It's, you know, for base level, it's 1768, because that's all I can see.
Okay.
In the game.
Right on.
His next power is Shifting Sands. For 8 purple, it will swap random non-yellow basic tiles and convert some of those to yellow. Level 3, it goes up to 10. Then it converts 4. Then it swaps 14 and converts 5 of them. So some board shake with some making of yellow. And then his yellow power is called Sand Smash. That is 10 yellow. Starting out, it creates 4 strength, 30 protect tiles. If there are 7 or more friendly protect tiles, get rid of all of them and instead do damage. So I don't know if I like the fact that it gets rid of all of my protect tiles all at once. So at level 2, it creates 5. Level 3 is the same, just they are stronger. At level 4, it creates 6. And at level 5, it's creating 6, strength 85, or dealing 2845 damage at his base level. So I suppose you could team him up with Falcon or something and make a bunch of tiles real quick and then...
Sure. So I want to make an argument that his getting rid of his protectiles makes sense. Because doesn't he, like, absorb damage by just turning into sand?
Yeah, I just don't like the fact that it's getting rid of all my tiles.
Sure. Game mechanics-wise,
As far as the character goes, makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I get it.
That's all I have. All
right.
But yeah.
Ian, what's your first thought?
He seems...
Nice.
Above average. Tell me again what yellow does when all my protectiles go away.
It does damage.
Oh, yeah. A lot?
I don't know how well it scales as he levels, so at this point. So.
Yeah, that sounds... yeah, he doesn't generate it. No, he does. With his board shake, has a potential to generate his own AP as well.
Yeah,
I would say he is...
So that's nice.
He is definitely above average. Untested, I don't want to say he's superior, but he seems pretty good.
I mean, off the top
of my head...
He seems
very good for Sandman.
How many people make yellow? Because I couldn't really think of anyone who makes yellow.
Make yellow? No.
Outside of Kingpin makes yellow, right? When he does his one power, the purple makes yellow.
He generates
purple
yellow AP, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody actually makes yellow tiles, right?
I don't think so. No one I've ever used, who knows what 5-star Black Panther does or things like that. He may. I genuinely don't know a good deal of powers for a good deal of characters, but not to my immediate knowing.
Desert Tortoise is saying that Cloak and Dagger can make yellow tiles.
I believe it.
I do too. I've not actually used my Cloak and Dagger ever, so...
Nope.
I will believe you. So Sandman you can start getting tomorrow on the 15th in Thick as Thieves. He will be featured in the June 19th Strange Sights event, and his Versus event is going to be called Sandstorm, and that starts on June 22nd.
Ooh.
I mean, ooh, Strange Sights. I like that, don't I?
So summer comes in like a sandstorm.
Strange Sights, is that the...
Where I pick three doors to go through, one at a time?
That's what I'm wondering.
And invariably, without talking to each other, we always pick the doors in the same order?
Correct. That is a true story. Yeah,
I like that.
That sounds nice. Yeah, as far as new characters go, I'm optimistic. He seems like he's very damagey and straightforward. I love AoE damage. So there you go. Good stuff.
Hey,
it didn't seem complicated.
Hey.
Yeah?
Do you know what Workshops is talking about? The Thick as Thieves scaling test? The clearance level test?
Nope.
Yeah, me either.
But, you know, I've had other things occupying most of my week, so
yes.
I haven't looked at a lot of research. I don't see anything on the news and announcements tab about a scaling test.
Don't know. Give us a link, and we'll figure it out.
Oh, well, all it says in the upcoming things is scaling tied to shield clearance levels test number 2.
Oh, okay.
I don't see any details on what test number 2 gets you as opposed to what the last test was.
Sure. Sorry, didn't mean to bring the conversation to a dead halt.
Don't bring me down, Bruce. Don't bring me down. Bruce. That's all I got, man. Slow news week. What you got in the mailbag, Mr. Willie Lumpkin?
Lumpy brought us a whole lot. So I skimmed it down quite a bit, though. Perrin Diak, we'll start with a note from him. He said that the R128 patch notes trapped in time, he says, easily Sandman, which is now obvious, but fits with rumor mill predictions. But he loved Bishop or Cable, and we worked Dazzler in, and he was impressed with that. So
heck yeah, I worked Dazzler in, baby.
Jordan from Jersey commented on the new 7-day event rewards, and I wanted to bring that up because, well, he said, yes, yes, please. Man, these rewards are, they're pretty nice. They're, it's a lot of work to get there, but,
yeah, but what, you got all those covers?
Yeah.
Was it four, Rocket and Groots all at once? At 31.5, there's two yellow and a green and a blue?
Yeah. And then the two blade covers?
And then two blade covers? Yeah. And then you got that serious pileage of command points, which I won't get to, but.
Well, you get 18 command points at 69,500.
Yeah, I got those ones. I'm not going to make the 55 at the end, though.
I think I got a shot. I'm gonna keep plugging away. I'm at I just broke 100,000 points, and it's 125,000. So I think I might be able to pull it off because I've got just over a day left.
Ooh, yeah, that's optimistic.
Yeah, so I'm hoping for 55 more command points. Throw those on the pile. Guess I'm not using them. But
yeah, that's a big bonus. So that's a big hammer.
Sure. So, in any case, I just want to mention that because those rewards are worth, I don't know, I'm putting a lot of playtime in, but I think it's worth it. Jordan also mentioned the Back in Black Spidey versus Kingpin in the comics. What actually happened was way cooler than what we described. So, this was after Pete was unmasked in Civil War, but before Strange, Tony, and Reed erased that fact from the world's collective memory, Kingpin ordered Pete's assassination. But instead hit May. So in a rage, Peter threw on his black costume and then made a point of pulling off his mask when he was fighting Fisk so that it was Peter Parker that beat Fisk within an inch of his life. And then, anyway. I thought it was a good story. I remember that story. I remember reading that in the comics.
Sorry. I was kind of taken aback at the, well, actually, your 2-second retelling of what happened is much more interesting in drawn out comic form. What? You mean when I slapdash nonsense together and go, hey guys, here's a character, blah, 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 blah. It's not that cool.
So the next thing that I have is from Joe. He asked what Comic-Con we were talking about. We were talking about the Sci-Fi Valley, I don't know what it is, Altoona.
Sci-Fi Valley Con in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Yep. Which was pretty good. It was worth going to.
Indeed it was.
Hey, speaking of Pennsylvania for a minute.
Yeah.
This came up the other day. Did you notice that nobody else calls their state by just the two-letter initials except Pennsylvanians?
Correct. That is true. I don't know. We need our own thing.
Like, everyone from PA just says they're from PA, but no one says, like, oh, I'm from, you know, the CT.
Sure, no one says they're from OH.
Yeah.
That is not cool in any way.
No. Nope,
I just find that curious that we're the only state that seems to do that. Is this because Pennsylvania's so long that we're just so lazy that...
I don't think we're any longer than Mississippi or Connecticut, perhaps. Tennessee. Some long-named states out there.
I don't know. We've got 5 syllables in ours. That's pretty long. We're just some lazy
people. I didn't say it was short. I'm just saying, I don't know why the abbreviation seems to be acceptable for this state and not for the others.
Yeah.
We're just really into postal codes here.
But I did want to mention from the Comic-Con, Ian was able to meet, and actually so did I, the Flash Gordon himself, Sam Jones.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was totally worth it.
Ian got a nice photo.
I did.
And I picked up a pop figure of Flash Gordon and had Flash Gordon sign it. So
awesome.
Yeah, it was worth it. And strangely enough, I had a very strange thing happen to me. So we're going through the Comic-Con and we're looking at some different Star Wars paraphernalia that, you know, people are selling. And at one point, someone was like, man, I wish I, you know, was able to get the AT-AT, like the big ginormous AT-AT.
Oh, yeah. We could never afford that as a kid.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I picked that up. But I picked it up when I was like 17. Like, I found it somewhere. But the story was that I was actually looking for the Millennium Falcon, which is nobody. I could never find the Millennium Falcon. Like, my parents couldn't get it when it came out. And then it just, I always wanted it. because who wouldn't want a Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
And, like, an hour...
it's a ship that made the Kessel Run under 30 parsecs.
That's true.
And then an hour after mentioning this, we walk by one of the tables that we had previously walked by, and they had a Millennium Falcon sitting out.
Did you buy it?
I did. I had to.
Nice!
I mean, at that point, I couldn't not.
Yeah, he was really committed at that point.
Like, I always wanted one of those. Oh, there it is.
One of my coworkers, one of the cops that I go to movies with, has a enormous Star Wars collection. Like, his basement is just filled with Star Wars stuff.
We spoke of this.
Yeah.
Because Rey's Millennium Falcon is missing exactly one piece, and I went, I think I know a guy.
Yeah. All he needs is that stupid foam for the Death Star. Like, he's got, like, a couple copies of all the Death Star parts, but apparently all the foam has disintegrated since the 70s, and no one has the foam.
Okay.
So, if somebody finds a bag of original Death Star foam, I might know a guy.
Right. Who would like to have that. I wonder if I'd have to look back. I was going to say, see if any of my foam is still intact. I never had the Death Star, but Dagobah had some foam. It had the quicksand that you could sink through.
Huh. Oh. I didn't have the Dagobah set. I had the Death Star.
Oh, envious.
It was awesome. Guy. I got it at a yard sale at my sister's school, you know, way back in the day.
Sure.
Yeah, the only piece this was missing is the little arm that controls the lightsaber practice orb.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's the only piece it was missing. It does have the 3D chess set table.
Mm, yeah.
So, it was very exciting.
Let the Wookiee win.
Yeah, for an Altoona Comic-Con, it was an all-around hit. Rey got a sweet Millennium Falcon. I got a picture with Sam Jones. I got someone's original artwork of Jake the Snake Roberts.
Nice!
Yeah, I thought so, too. It was pretty ridiculous. I couldn't pass it up. I was like, how much is that? He's like, $5. I was like, yes, please.
Jake the Snake.
Yeah, living the dream.
On a side note, because I know you guys don't listen to Joe's show, he mentioned
what?
That there's
we definitely do.
There's a Comic-Con, I think, this weekend.
Right.
Which has not only Daniel LaRusso and Johnny from Karate Kid, or, you know, Billy Zabka.
Yes.
It's also got the guy who was the head Cobra Kai and the two guys who were, like, Johnny's main two helpers.
Johnny's cronies?
Yeah, the one who shouts out, get him a body bag. Like, that guy's there. And you can go get a picture with, like, all five of them. And I'm like, that would be amazing.
Where is this? Is this in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I don't think it was, no. I don't think it's easily drivable for us, but
that sounds like
a picture to have.
Yeah, I would love to have a picture with someone shouting, sweep the leg, Johnny.
Get him a body bag! I love that movie. Only the first one, though. Only the first one.
The second one was solid.
That drum technique is kind of lame.
It was, but the second movie was solid.
Then you get to the third one, and it's...
That was sketchy.
Is that the one where they went to Japan?
So, no, that was the second one.
Oh, it was. Okay.
And they went to Okinawa in the second one, and then the third one. I don't know what I don't remember anything about the third one.
The third one
is the
head Cobra Kai guy was living on the streets because he had to close his dojo after, you know, everything came out when Daniel beat them.
Right.
And then he was living on the streets, and then, like, somebody who may or may not have been Steven Seagal, or someone who looked like Steven Seagal, or I don't know.
Oh, it was not Steven Seagal. I know what you...
All right, it's someone who kind of looks like Steven Seagal. Shows up and he's like, you know, and that's that guy's best friend who he runs another dojo somewhere, and he gets him back on his feet and sets him back up, and they're gonna go get revenge on the Karate Kid. And
okay,
yeah, like Mr. Miyagi's house gets all destroyed, and
after he cheated him out of that tournament with an illegal kick to the head.
Yeah, poor Billy Zabka got hosed in that tournament by an illegal head kick.
Yeah. Got to bend the rules when you're the villain.
But you give somebody an elbow to the leg. You know, oh my God, it's like the world has ended. The referee's all about it. Kick someone square in the teeth? That's fine.
Point.
Stupid crane technique.
Does anybody know where we are, what's going on?
Nah, Ray's reading the mail.
Oh, right on. I should have known. Whenever it goes this far, I'm like, oh, poor Ray. It has to be poor Ray's segment.
I do bring up the possibility for a lot of tangents. Stink Bomb says F-A-A... I can't even talk. Well, he spells it out in a way that I can't read it off. So, in any case, Mr. 77, he says, is right often. He just doesn't want to agree with me. And F-A-H-Q, that's what it is. F-A-H-Q 1977 says, regarding five stars, to the guy who wanted to see about leveling them, only do it if they are highly covered and useful at less than five covers. Don't go above level 360. So, there you go. Dewing Illinois said, quote, stop giving me free stuff, end quote. Words that have never been said on any podcast ever. Always proud when you three break new ground. And did Ian, do you remember last time, did you call the Goddess of Thunder Four?
Yeah, just, I always call her Four.
Just, okay. He says that that's the most brilliant nickname ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thanks. It was really lazy of me.
High praise.
I appreciate the praise, though.
Agenda McGillen had a few points. One, hope that we see this in time. Please note that you need five clears now, not four, on every node to reach max progression with the ISO 8 event.
Yeah.
I did know that, and I didn't know if you guys were going for it, and I figured Ian wasn't, and I figured if Craig wanted to know, he'd look it up. Not going to make it, though?
No, I did just know.
Yeah.
No.
He also said... Spidey is solidly mediocre 5-star, but the consensus coverage is 5.53. I don't remember what we said, but hopefully it was 5.53.
Heck, at this point, I've already forgotten his powers.
A lot's happened since then.
That's been a week.
Yeah.
What's he say, 5.53?
Yes.
So that's Taekwondo, William Toyota,
yeah.
And the shadowy thing, because you only need a little bit of it to, you know.
Sure.
Become invisible and stuff.
That sounds good to me. You might have even said that, but I don't know.
It sounds possible.
Yeah.
I'm sure I made an outrageous claim like 4.54, but...
Donkey Teeth did say that he throws Toyotas. Do you remember now?
That's the only thing
I do remember is the Toyotas.
Well-aimed Toyota.
Hey, UNC Samurai. He said, look at the way everyone else has him championed. He has quite a post on the Reddit. He has the top five alliances in the reality PvP season and how those people have Black Suit Spider-Man covered. So if you want to know the details on the highest PvP players and how they have their Spider-Man covered, go take a look at Reddit, because all the details. And thank Samurai for it.
He's a good guy.
That's true.
Chloe said that there was an announcement a few weeks ago about the increased rewards for the events, but especially increased for 7-day events. Apparently, we just completely missed that.
No, I mean, I thought we had talked about it. I just don't remember the mentioning these rewards.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not saying we never mentioned it. I'm saying I remember during one of the live shows
with Demiurge, we had talked to them about the fact that the rewards for 7-day events sucked. And they said, hey, we'll do something about that. That may or may not have actually made it to the part of the show that aired. But we had talked to them about those events, and then they made an announcement, you know, later, you know, that increased those rewards. But I don't ever remember there being an announcement saying, hey, by the way, at the end, there's going to be 55 CP.
Yeah, I don't remember that as a specific number, but...
Still seemingly very satisfying rewards.
Yeah.
In the new structure.
Jables MC said, something came out of the Wayback Machine today, long ago in a podcast far, far away. He believes that Ian mentioned something about original Black Widow. And her best build being 5.35. And while in Two-Starlandia, he said he ran her the same. But now, apparently he decided to give the internet consensus a try and changed her to 3.55. I know we're talking about a two-star, but bear with me. She steals a little bit less, but reducing the cost for purple and more healing and countdown extension time is apparently the way to go. So if you're using two-star... Black Widow, 3.55. Try it out. If you use her for the Deadpool or whatever. And Jeff Cascadian posted a reminder. I think Craig last time called the Goddess of Thunder She-Thor.
I do that.
Yeah. And if you remember, Jeff Cascadian is a patron and asked for a new nickname. So he just posted a reminder.
Oh, no. What did he ask for?
The Goddess of Thunder.
Oh, good reminder. Sorry about that.
Which is why I've been using Goddess of Thunder this time.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on.
And Chloe also said that she immensely dislikes some of the opinions held by this show concerning Jane, the Goddess of Thunder. And I have to say, I haven't read the comics. I would imagine the comics are just fine, and I like the character. So don't blame the show. Blame one particular person on the show.
I have not read the comic at all, except for this last issue, number 19, because it's getting me back Odin's son, because I could care less about Jane Foster. All my hatred from Jane Foster comes from the movies. So I hate
Ray,
me some Jane Foster.
Are you going to have to start running a disclaimer before and after every show? The opinions of Craig are not reflective of the opinions of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
I'm just excited that coming out in this next issue of Thor, it should be back to being Thor. So that's what I'm excited about. The Odin son returneth.
Yeah, I don't read comics, so I won't judge you.
I'm curious how well the other comics are written. How?
I hear they're very, very good.
I'm not starting that again. I put too much money into other stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. But in light of all that frustration, thanks for sticking with us, Chloe.
And the last thing that she said is, and I'm sorry, I can't stick up for her on this, but she also is in difference with us over Donna Noble. And sorry, but I agree with Craig on this one.
God, the worst.
I really don't like that character.
However, this season 2 has really been picking up.
Yeah.
It's been some good stuff recently.
Yeah, very enjoyable.
I've been enjoying these last few episodes.
I still have my problems with the new Doctor Who, but I'm not going to get into them here.
He's okay.
No, not the Doctor. Just the... All right, maybe I'll get into it a little bit. The ship, TARDIS, it isn't a ship. It's a doorway. It's an interdimensional doorway.
The fact that they keep moving it,
it doesn't fly through space.
Yeah, you can't move it. That's not how it works. Yes, the blue box is just a door into another place. You can't pick it up and move the door with a helicopter like they did, what, last season?
Right.
And then this season they moved it out of his office or what? Somebody moved it again a couple weeks ago. Some aliens moved it. Somebody moved it. And I was like, you can't move it. Can't move it.
Yeah, I grew up reading some of the Doctor Who books, and the new show goes into violation of some of their rules. And
they make that rule very clear. So. Like, the TARDIS isn't a physical thing there. That's just the presentation.
Anyway, I didn't want to get into it because a lot of people don't care about Doctor Who. But
dude, you gave me a new level of empathy. I will absolutely work extra hard to minimize any sort of sports references, Pittsburgh or otherwise, when we are on this show. Because those last 4 minutes were you two going like this. And that's all I heard. And I know that's what's happening to Ray's mind when Craig and I are like, hey, how about those Steelers? Blah, blah, blah.
And Grinch McScrooge says, in this week's installment of the Gallifrey Warriors 3.
That's funny.
Anyway, I am done with the mailbag. I will get off
hold on, because Bang Bang just chimed in. He said, why can't everyone just realize that Doctor Who is just a ripoff of Sliders? Now, I do love me some Sliders. That was a good show. But it did come a little later than Doctor Who.
Just a little bit, like, 30, 40 years.
Yeah, but I do love me some Sliders.
I don't know if I'd go that far. It was okay.
The first few seasons are really solid.
I didn't give it that much of a chance.
Yeah. Last couple of years get kind of sketchy, but anyway.
It did get a little weird and lazy as it went on, but it was a good show.
Yeah.
John Rhys Davies, he was a nice guy.
He was. Super nice. Tickles you.
He does tickle you.
Steals your toddler when you're not looking.
He does. Steals babies and tickles you while you don't notice.
Man, that sounds bad. Not in a bad way.
Right.
No, this was in a complete caring, what a nice guy kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much so.
What else you got, Ray?
No, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, whew. Thanks, Willy Lumpkin.
You're welcome.
No, Ian turned into Willy Lumpkin.
Yep.
Ian, who's the featured character of the week?
Character of the week! Week.
The clue was really hard this week.
Yeah, was it? Sorry. I like that you alternate between really difficult clue, super obscure music clue, tough Bible reference if you're not paying attention and you don't know how to work the Googles, and it's going to be the Hulk. That's your clue.
Oh, by the way, we did get one other thing. We did get a whole bunch of comments about how this clue was fantastic. So
Yeah, it was a good clue, and it made for some great hitchhiking music. Because you can't,
I can only see Stewie in my head nowadays. That's all I see is the Family Guy version.
Right. Yes, it's a 5-star Bruce Banner / the Hulk.
Woohoo!
I will omit any sort of descriptions for Jordan's benefit.
For the character background, it's Bruce Banner.
Yeah, right. And I don't want to sell him short. He seems like a cool guy. So let's talk about Gamma Ray Experiment. It's a blue ability. It's 0. It's passive. Let's see what happens when it works. At the start of your turn, if you have fewer than 7 green tiles on the board, deal 272 damage and transform 1 random basic tile to green. Let's see, as that goes up, basic tiles can now be attack tiles. The basic tiles can now be attack or protect. 2 transform attack or protect. 2 transform attack, protect, or strike tiles to green tiles. So at level 5, it looks like you're doing 1,093 damage and transforming 2 random basic enemy attack. Oh, 2 random basic or enemy attack, protect, strike tiles to green tiles. Smartest guy in the room. Ray's only power.
Well, no, I did. Somehow I got a blue, but...
Oh, good. So, still not the good power.
Yeah, still not the good one.
Yeah, that's good. This costs you 7 black AP. He creates 3 strength 190 attack tiles and an additional strength 190 enemy attack tile for each non-downed ally. The strength of your attack tile goes up consistently with each level. The enemy attack tile never increases or decreases in strength. Eventually, giving you a tactile of strength 1,311. The other guy, the purple ability, it's passive. At the start of your turn, if you have 10 or more green AP and you don't already have one, create a 2-turn transform countdown tile. When it goes off, Banner transforms himself into the Hulk. The Hulk replaces Banner until downed and makes matches for the team at the start of the turn. Transformation begins at 9 AP, 8 AP, 7 AP, 6 AP. When you are the Hulk and he's doing things on his own, 9 green AP will let you do smash. Hulk does some damage. The damage increases steadily each level, eventually doing 8,411 damage. Amongst the greatest of all named powers, the other is a red passive called Gah! So, let's see, the Hulk does some stuff and something. At the start of each turn, the Hulk makes a match for you, dealing damage but receiving no AP. This clears lines and creates critical tiles as normal, but no extra turns. When the Hulk is downed, he returns to Banner form. The end.
Then if you have enough green, you immediately get that countdown tile back and repop.
Yeah, I think that's the most significant thing about the this character is
when that activates,
you get like a brand new character.
Read more about this Gamma. What's that?
You get the Hulk when he goes to Hulk form. That whatever damage he takes doesn't count against his hit points.
Correct.
I mean that's the big bonus on this character.
Yeah. You keep getting a fully healed Hulk over and over again.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So he's totally separate. I'm just wondering how to spec this gentleman out.
Sure.
And, I don't know, looks like blue helps you make green, and green helps you be effective. So how about 5-3-5?
That
seems pretty straightforward. I don't know. Now, do the amount of levels that I put in the other guy, is that how I have increased levels of
smash?
Right. Smash and...
It's funny every time.
But that's passive, so there's no cranking up of that. So yeah, I'm hoping the other guy affects Smash, so let's make other guy 5, and let's make Gamma Ray Experiment 5, so we can make more green, so we can transform to the Hulk sooner and more often. And then if we have time, we'll make a strike tile. What says ye?
Well, I don't know. Samurai is saying leave him at 255 until they can hopefully fix him one day.
Okay.
So, 2 being in Gamma Ray, I guess the idea is that he doesn't like the green, the more... Transforming more tiles into green? I don't know. I don't understand what's wrong with Gamma Ray. I'm apparently missing something.
Yep. But I'm going to trust him. He's a clever guy, and he helps me with my roster. So there you have it. 255. I can just turn on a dime like that. That's how easily persuaded I am.
I don't know. Without having the other guy, I never want him in a battle.
Right.
It's just not useful in any way.
Craig, do you have any input for this particular discussion?
I don't know. I enjoy playing him a whole lot just because I enjoy getting the other guy to happen.
Sure.
My only complaint is that it seems to crash the game a fair amount of times.
I have heard that.
If I'm using him, there is a, you know, some percentage chance that when he goes from being Hulk back to Banner, that the game will just completely crash out to the desktop.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Maybe that's what UNC Samurai is talking about. Or maybe he's talking about creating a team of five-star Hulk with Colossus and Nova so that you can airborne, so that you can throw, or so you can, what was that, fastball special, the other guy while Rocket Manned, and just Armageddon.
And that's all you need to know about a word.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
I avoided it. Oh, Ian, in Amusing, the last issue of X-Men Gold I read, they did the fastball special.
Oh, good.
And Colossus picked up Kitty and hurled her at something.
Oh.
They were fighting
like
a
the
giant
fastball special. I thought he was supposed to hurl Wolverine at you.
Yeah, he did it with Kitty.
Okay.
They were fighting a Sentinel or something, so she phased through it to screw up its electronics.
Oh, okay.
Good times. I don't know. There you go. Bruce Banner.
Yeah, there you go. That is the featured character of the week.
So one,
brought to
one,
you by...
Go ahead.
Nope, I don't. I was not brought to you by anybody, so you were right to stop me.
Okay. The one thing that Samurai also says, apparently in the top three alliances, three people have him at 5-3-5, and three people have him at 3-5-5.
Ooh.
And one person at 4-4-5.
Ooh.
So... I don't know. I think everyone agrees, though, he's just a hot mess. Kind of fun to use, but just weird.
Yeah, I think in a sad indirect way, they kind of made him worse when the new Rocket and Groot got the auto move power, and theirs generates AP, but Banner's doesn't.
Right. So according to the interwebs, and I'm referencing the Gamependium site, the top build is 5-3-5, our original.
Yes!
So there you go.
Cool.
Knowing is half the battle.
Sorry, Cactus Jack just posted a picture of Lou Ferrigno all dressed up in green throwing a bear. It's a ginormous teddy bear, and he's throwing it across a lake. It is fantastic. Man, I miss that show.
Hulk smash. Poor Lou Ferrigno. Does he do anything nowadays? He's like a motivational speaker or something nowadays, right?
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought he went deaf.
No, he's always been deaf.
Oh. I thought it was something recent.
No, he's been that way his whole life.
Oh, well, then I guess he's probably a motivational speaker.
Yeah, I think that's what he does nowadays.
The comments on Discord are killing me. Hulk is given a fastball special to Mr. Grizzly.
Oh, and Samurai says, no, it's a fast bear special.
Bear Force One.
Oh,
it's bad. Anyway.
Yeah, someone pull up the next segment before this gets... goes the way of the mailbag.
Sure. Hey, my vine, it still sucks. It's Mordo, and a blade.
Were we supposed to wish you up a purple Mordo this week?
It doesn't matter. I don't have any ISO. I can't do anything. 72,000 ISO is not going to champ anybody.
Right. Well, in that case, I hope you get a Gwenpool.
Thanks.
My roster is full of two stars, but most of those are fully champion two stars that I'm waiting to sell when I, you know, I don't know why. I have any idea why I'm waiting, but I haven't sold them yet. But the only two important things are a black Captain Marvel, who, again, is at like 5-4-0.
Right.
And a green Ry-Ry Will-I-Ams.
Hmm.
Who, I don't know where she is, but she is unable to be leveled in any way.
Yeah.
Mm. Because you're ISO poor, or because you're missing a cover for her?
I suppose she has a chance, because it is because I'm ISO poor.
Okay.
I am up to 200,000 ISO, though, so another 170,000.
Right.
She has a chance of being championed.
So
I'm not sure I'm happy about that, but she wouldn't be my pick on my next four-star champion, but it looks like she might be there anyway.
Right. Sure.
Ian, you got anything?
Not really. It's mostly clean. I have one original Black Widow, and I'm hoping to collect some more so that I can open up a spot for her so that I can sell someone and, you know, keep that cycle going. But nothing of interest Everything else I've had enough ISO and or hero points to roster or put appropriately onto my roster.
Good for you. And rewards of the week land. Hey, I finished simulator and got my Gamora.
Hmm.
So that was nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
End of list.
Nice. Way too early for me, but
I've been since beaten down to 1577. So negative 400 in the past couple of days.
I don't remember if I have any worthwhile mentions this week. I haven't opened any tokens since our last opening of the token segment. So I got nothing. No rewards this week. Rewardless. Unless something cool came on the, you know, my dailies. But I don't remember what it was.
Grinch McScrooge asks you, Craig, two Doc Ocks?
I do have two Doc Ock covers. Was that just in this past week?
Oof. I don't know. I didn't know you had two Doc Ock covers.
I do. I got a black and a green.
I really enjoy the animation for the green. It's green in power, by the way.
I don't think I've actually tried him yet.
Pulling off green looks like it's going to be really, 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 really difficult, but the animation is cool.
That's the one where he's like standing in front of the nuclear reactor and stuff.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Doing something sinister, and then
you saw that? I don't remember when I got those. If I've gotten them since last week, then yeah, I got two Doc Ocks.
Mine was a blade. I got a blade, and that allowed me to champion him.
Oh.
And then I got two more blade covers.
Oh, for the progression, sure.
Yeah. So he is doing pretty good. I have him up level, I don't know, 270-something, obviously, 273. And, man, him boosted, he is beast.
You get Bloodlust going, that's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. It's like 7,000 points of damage randomly to some enemy. Really good.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But I've already forgotten his name again because he's a forgotten character, so.
Yeah.
Cactus Jack posted a picture from The Office. He said he's championing Riri next week with a picture of, what's that guy's name? Steven?
Carell.
Carell, saying, I'm dead inside. It's kind of how I feel about championing Riri. Maybe she's better than I remember.
I think that's why he posted it.
Yeah.
Rye, will I am. Ian, did you get anything?
No, not a thing.
Again? Right. Nope.
I never forgot he just gave us the whole story about how he hasn't opened a single token since last week. And then I completely flushed it from my brain and then recovered it. So let's open a token. Everyone's favorite part of the show, brought to you, as always, by this guy. Shout out to that guy, this guy. Cactus Jack wants me to mention that I got my Gamora cover because apparently I attacked him in the simulator and he lost to me on purpose or something, apparently, to give me points. So
that was nice of him.
Bang, bang. Thanks. Again, no offense to anybody, I don't look at any of the names when I am playing PvP.
Yeah, that's what he means by he took four dives. He means he saw you and didn't attack you on purpose.
Mm, yeah, I don't. I don't look at the names. I just play the games. So,
I'm right
sorry
there
about
with
that.
You. I look at names probably like 10% of the time. Mm. So, I look at the numbers.
The only times I look at the names is if I come across some matchup that's completely ludicrous. And I look to see if it's Dreadnought. And most of the time, it usually is. Like, you'd be like, what's this? What's this? Oh my god, look at the levels of these characters? Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have looked at the names in the past, because occasionally you'll point out a name to me that's, you know, gold. Or at least close to gold.
It's very rare.
Yeah. No, it is not very often. But occasionally, you will look up from the couch and say, Ian, look at this. I'm fighting Harry Paratestes.
Anyway,
no, stick with me.
Let's open
give
some
me
tokens.
Some chuckles. Do it.
I'm going to poke Star-Lord.
Faster.
In the armpit.
Wait a minute. Did you see what Cactus Jack just posted? It looks like he attacked you with a group of one and two star characters against your Medusa Fantastic Carnage combination.
That is what that picture looks like. So, hey, thanks.
That's just wrong, man.
Oh.
Was it a Gwenpool?
It's worse.
What? Oh, another Mordo?
No, it's Rye Will I Ams. I have her at 13 covers, but that one will just die as well. No ISO for her.
Sorry, they're still complaining. Not really complaining, but he's still telling the story about you beating up on him while he's giving you
points.
Man, he
took screenshots of every single fight where he got negative points.
Not cool, bro.
All right, speaking of stuff that's not cool,
sorry,
I'm going to open a token.
Like,
yeah, I'll give Star-Lord a poke right here in the
tummy
corny right here in the t-shirt that's unnecessarily tight across the pectoral region.
Huge pectoral muscles.
Four star! Ooh, Carol. Executive decision, yellow. That's the good color that other people need.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good cover. Well earned.
Oh, no, it's not. I think Ray needs the green color, but I have her at a 1-1-0.
There you go. So, my turn. Where did you click? Doesn't matter. Come on, punch him in the face.
Do it.
I got a 4-star Rocket Raccoon and Groot Rocket's Pack. I certainly don't have very many of him, so he can just go straight on board. And that probably puts me at a 2-0-1.
Cool.
Someday that character will be leveled up. I want to play with him more.
I really want to open the rest of my stuff, but I can't.
We ain't stopping you.
I don't have the ISO. Can't do it. I've got too many people ready to go.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, if I had ISO, I would open more things, because I don't know. I have 20-some legendary tokens that I just stare at every day. They make me sad.
Not me. I'm down to 1. I got to save it for next week.
So as always, shout out to this guy, one of our fine, fine sponsors over on the Patreon. Ian, tell me about the podcast networks.
Whoa. Our podcast network?
Yeah, tell me all about it.
I will. So if you enjoy podcasts and Puzzle Warriors 3 just isn't enough for you, head on over to the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com, where we have gathered a plethora of delightful podcasts for your listening pleasure. Man, they run a pretty wide scope, so please take any one of them or pick up a new hobby. Try one that you're not particularly interested in and see if it can persuade you into that, you know, that particular genre. If you would like a direct link to any of the shows, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click there, or head right over to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com for a list of all of our shows.
Thanks, Ian.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so quick news this week. That's all there was.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else got anything for the fans?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, nothing that we can talk about.
True.
I really want to, you know, we got that thing coming up, and I really want, I'm excited, but look forward to the 100th episode.
That's a goal. That's the goal.
We'll start teasing that now.
100th episode.
It's going to be huge.
Huge. Like my hands.
But way better than that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
As always, thank you for joining us here on the live feed, or if you listen to the actual edited one, which I would recommend because it's, you know, edited. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com, wherever you get your podcasts. You can leave us comments, suggestions on our website, using Discuss on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, on the D3 forums, on Twitter, or on Facebook. Or send us an email. Except Ray doesn't like those. So don't send us an email. if you feel like throwing us a bone, you can go to our website, click on the Amazon banner. You buy something there, it costs you nothing more, and we get something on the back end. Or you could head over to Patreon, and the link to that is on our website as well, and sign up to be a patron. We really love those people. They are the best. And you can also go over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag for Father's Day. In fact, you could print out that website and leave it all over your house so that your significant other could find that and realize how much you desperately need that stuff. Because I think you desperately need some. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all I got. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, we are but your children, finding our way around indecision. Good night, everybody.
That didn't help one bit.
Yeah,
you
I
promised
still
that
it.
Would help. It did not.
I said it wouldn't help you.
All right, solid.
All right.
Bye, friends.
Good night.